Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I can't stop dancing.
Hi, welcome back to the With Mon podcast. I'm your host, Monica O'Hanlon, and like always, I am thrilled to be in your company today. It is a very special episode because this one was requested by Steph, a lovely listener in Western Australia. I had never heard of the dancing plague until Steph reached out. Such an interesting moment in history. I really enjoyed making this one, so thank you so much for requesting it, Steph. Hopefully I do it justice. Now, if you have an idea you'd like me to cover, all my contact info is in the show notes. Also, if you are enjoying the series so far, it would be incredible if you could share this podcast with a friend. Promo stuff is not my forte, so any help with spreading the word would be much appreciated. As an independent creator, it just means the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate the love. Today, we're going back in time, revisiting a remarkable event that unfolded in the city of Strasbourg way back when. This historical phenomenon known as the Strasbourg Dancing Plague is truly bizarre and absolutely fascinating. So, without further ado, let's jazz run straight in. I hope you like it. I'll set the scene. It's July and the year is 1518. And the residents of Strasbourg, a city in France on the German border, which was part of the Holy Roman Empire at the time, were gripped by a sudden and seemingly uncontrollable urge to dance. This extraordinary episode began with a woman named Frau Trophia. She stepped onto the streets of Strasbourg and began silently twisting, twirling, and shaking. Frau Trophia's solo dance-a-thon persisted for nearly a week, and it wasn't long before some 36 other residents of Strasbourg had joined in. By August, this dancing epidemic had swept up as many as 400 individuals. It was a mesmerizing spectacle. People dancing with no inhibitions that defied understanding. Local physicians grappling to comprehend this bizarre event attribute it to hot blood and suggested that dancing might be the cure for this fever. Authorities attempted various measures to manage the situation, including constructing a stage, bringing in professional dancers, and even hiring a band for musical accompaniment. The relentless dancing marathon began to take its toll. Many dancers succumbed to exhaustion, and some tragically suffered strokes and heart attacks. The The exact number of deaths during the Strasbourg dancing plague of 1518 is a matter of historical debate, and precise records from that time are limited. Some sources I found online say that a few people died, while others suggest the number might be much, much higher. Now, as this strange episode persisted, it didn't come to a close until September, when the dancers were relocated to a mountaintop shrine to seek absolution through prayer. The Strasbourg dancing plague, though it may sound like a legend, is indeed well documented in the 16th century historical records. And it's not an isolated incident. Similar manias unfolded in Switzerland, Germany, and the Netherlands, though few matched the scale or lethality of the one that struck Strasbourg in 1518. But what could have triggered this inexplicable dancing mania? Many theories have been proposed. Some historians suggest that the people of Strasbourg were facing a grim reality, with famine, disease, and social turmoil running rampant. It's possible that these unbearable conditions led to a mass psychogenic illness, a collective response to their overwhelming suffering manifesting as relentless dancing. So psychological stress and societal pressures may have played a role in this mysterious phenomenon. Other theories propose that the dancing may have been triggered by ergot poisoning, which involves a fungus that often contaminates cereal crops, especially rye. Now, this condition can lead to hallucinations and irrational behaviour, which kind of makes sense because the compounds produced by this fungus are chemically related to LSD.
I can't stop dancing.
I can't stop dancing.
I can't stop dancing. I can't stop dancing.
But still, no one really knows how or why it happened. The Strasbourg dancing plague remains an enduring mystery. So there you have it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of With Mon. And thanks again to Steph for sending in this request. Such a banger. If you found this journey through history as captivating as I have, please show your support by hitting that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you want to leave a review, that'd be great. And if you really want to help me out, I mean genuinely, share this podcast with someone you think might like it. I love making this series and I wish I could dedicate more time to it. More listeners means more time I can spend on the With Mon podcast, which I would bloody love. So thank you so much for the support. It really means the world. For now, though, my name's Monica O'Hanlon, and that was the With Mon podcast. I'll see you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.